Now we are speaking to award-winning DJ, or should I perhaps say artist, that is a DJ Stunkero. DJ Stunkero, very good morning to you, my brother, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. And I'm Flexeni. Let's start here. What is your view on the fact that now we have this new minister who has now publicly shared the list of people who have benefited from the COVID-19 fund?
Sanbonani, hope you're right. I think, first of all, the initial talk from the minister was not based on COVID-19 relief funds. I think it was more on project-based funding, people that are benefiting continually on the issue of getting funds from the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture. The issue of COVID-19 relief funds, it was not a matter of the department shaping, but it was the presidential or the government policy at that particular time. Because if you can remember, most people, excluding the art sector, but also people that were laid off work, also benefited from that COVID relief fund. So I think this was just misguided, and also it's a smoke screen to stop or to entertain the non-relevant issue instead of dealing with the real issue of where people just benefit proper monies from the department. Because from after COVID, there were people that got millions from the government, from the Department of Sports and Culture, which the minister was speaking to or talking to.
And I think the question to one's mind right now is, because on that list, perhaps there are going to be more lists that are going to be dropped by the department, is that we don't see a lot of, if any, artists from the province. And so that is why we wanted to speak to you to ask you whether you've received anything from the department.
I remember there's two departments, eh? There's the national and the provincial. So people that were regarded as provincial artists were benefiting through provincial list. Then people that were regarded as national artists were benefiting on the national list. So the provincial artists were given stipends of 5,000 rand for that period of the 2020-2021. So which means you own from 2020 to 2021, you'll get 5,000 rand. Which was for provincial artists. Then for national artists, based on companies that send through applications for that, they will then be given money or given funds according to that.
Okay. Now, perhaps you can help us understand this, because you're talking about a provincial and national artist. Because it, in my head, and to correct me if I'm wrong, is that if DJ Stunkero's music can be played in KZN, for instance, then I would regard you as a national artist instead of a provincial artist. So then how do you categorize it to say these are national artists and these are just a provincial artist?
I think it depends on how you classify yourself. Because when we did the classifications amongst ourselves, we thought it would be better and easier for us to do the application on the provincial level instead of doing it at national level. But unfortunately, when we do it on provincial level, we found out that we can only have access to 5,000 rand, which was paid evenly to all the artists of Mpumalanga who, unfortunately, some of them didn't have the previous information of wanting to, of the knowing about of how to go about applying for those COVID relief funds. But that said, that 5,000 rand, I don't think it could have sustained anyone from 2020 to end of 2021. It's not possible.
Yeah. Okay. Now, moving forward, what would you like to see from the department? We'll start with the department, Telekaya, and then nationally.
I think what the minister initially spoke of, it needs to come back because this thing is just a dispatching. You say now we're talking about recovery funds instead of projects that are funded by the department, which needs to be out there so that people can scrutinize them. It's okay, so-and-so, this fund to do this type of an event. Why did that person get those funds?
Mm-hmm.
And what procedure did they follow? And the accounting after those people got those funds. And then the department need also to be open about giving multi-people opportunities, especially when people have projects that are viable and have future and ayakhona ukuthi afundeke, bangabuki ama-personalities, because the problem that we have in the with department here and nationally, they look at the face with who is doing this project instead of looking at the project itself. Can this project be funded? Does it have value? And can it work at the end of the day?
Perfect. My brother, thank you so much for the time. We wish you all the best.
Thank you.